Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss in Dallas on Sunday night. To break it down for me, my radio broadcast partner and two-time Super Bowl champion, Carl Banks. And Carl, for the New York Giants, a lot of anticipation starting the season off in Dallas against the Cowboys. And the Giants just made a lot of mistakes over the course of this game.
Yeah, I think what we'll find out about this game as we review it is that they can do the big things well. It's the little things that have bedeviled this offense thus far and this team thus far.
Well, the Giants won the coin toss, and they started on their own 20-yard line. And on the very first offensive snap of the season, a mistake.
First and 10 from the 20. Wilson the tailback, Manning the throw. Screen for Wilson, and it looks like it's intercepted. It is. He threw it right to DeMarcus Ware.
Just, you know, trying to find a lane and trying to get to David Wilson, and he made a play, so that's on me. Got to just throw it at the feet or don't throw it. Just can't throw it to the other team.
Carl, it's something you talked about throughout the course of the preseason. This team, just with the timing of the screen pass, it just seems often DeMarcus Ware gets an easy interception.
Yeah, it just seems that it's a play that I don't know how often they work on it, but I can imagine they give it a lot of attention. The timing hasn't been right in years. It seems like the last good screen team the Giants had was when Tiki Barber was here. I mean, they really have to get that part of their offense figured out. It's just too big of a weapon for them.
All right, kudos to the Giant defense, because Dallas starts at the Giant 15-yard line, and the defense answers the call, and they hold Dallas to 3 points.
Yeah, that was a really big stand, especially on the road where, you know, momentum could shift right away, so they were able to stem that a bit.
Now the Giants get the ball back at their own 20-yard line, and right out of the gate, a 57-yard pass to Akeem Nicks. Reuben Randall has a big catch in this series, so the Giants are set up to take the lead. Answer, the Cowboys score with maybe a touchdown. They have a first and goal at the Dallas 8. More trouble for Big Blue.
First handoff goes to Wilson. Tries to bounce it left. No blocking. Fumbled the football, and Dallas has it at the 6-yard line. George Selby recovered it. David Wilson coughed it up.
David Wilson coughs up the football. Carl, yeah, I know there was a missed block here or there, but you still got to protect the ball, don't you?
You really do, especially when you get in the red zone area, especially that close to scoring. You can ill afford to be your team's lead back and have those mistakes.
So the Giants waste an opportunity down 3-0. They get the Cowboys on a 3-and-out. Giants get the ball back at their own 38. David Wilson runs for 13 yards, and then another problem for the Giants. Again, 3 possessions in this game, and the Giants turn it over for a 3rd consecutive time.
Manning back, throws one high left, intercepted!
The Giants have turned it over 3 times in the first quarter.
Carl, just miscommunication. Manning overfires Randall, and Dallas gets an easy interception.
Again, you look at how this team has played in the preseason, the miscommunication between receiver and quarterback, getting on the same page. Again, this was one that kind of showed up in the preseason as well.
All right, the Cowboys face a 3rd and 11 at the Giants' 14-yard line. In this week's defensive breakdown, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin takes a look at a big play made by a new Giant, Ryan Mundy.
Romo audibilizes, takes the snap. Giants bring 4, throws one left, deflected and intercepted. Ryan Mundy running with it. He needs a block on Romo. Cuts back to his right to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 1.
That's answering the call.
This is a gem, without a doubt. I mean, this was such a lift for everybody. This is a 3rd and 11. You can see, again, the Cowboys are very deep in our territory. And the ball goes out to the left flank. There's a little bit of communication issues between the quarterback and the young receiver, Williams. The ball's tipped in the air by Prince here. And Ryan is on the spot, picks it off. Does appear to have a group of people to escort him down the field. You got, again, Williams coming in from behind, but the real issue is going to be Murray, who somehow deflects JPP's block and then closes in. And Ryan is trying like heck to get it in the end zone. He does get it down inside the 1 yard line for a 91 yard interception and return.
Well, Carl, obviously Ryan Mundy playing the tip drill. Prince Amukamara had the good coverage. The Giants get the ball inside the 1 yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. Wilson gets stopped on first down. And then on second down, failure to pick up a pressure leads to a sack by Eli Manning, which winds up leading to a Giants field goal. David Wilson, in his second year, some of these things aren't supposed to be happening at this point, are they?
Well, no, they're not. Your biggest concern as a rookie running back is that he knows his blocking assignments. The second concern is he willing to make the block? And he turned one down, and he just didn't get the yardage on the first down, which isn't a crime. You know, the defense gets paid too. But when it comes to protecting the quarterback from the 1 yard line, you've got to do that. You've got to be willing to go in there and make a block.
So twice in the first quarter, the Giants have the ball first and goal inside the Dallas 10. Their net result of those two possessions is 3 points, the Josh Brown field goal. Dallas has the ball to start the second quarter. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind here on MSG, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants and Cowboys are tied up at 3 apiece. Carl, Dallas is in the middle of a long drive. It ends with 14 plays, 60 yards, and a Dan Bailey 38-yard field goal to give Dallas a 6-3 lead. But you could see the Giant defense is getting a little tired on the football field.
Well, they're out there pretty fast after every series, but you know, they're still bending but not breaking and holding the Cowboys to field goals.
All right, the Giants get the ball back, and it's a quick three and out. And they really needed the offense to kind of get something going just to give the defense a spell.
They really did. And, you know, you keep asking your defense to go out on the road and just try to continue to hold the fort until the offense gets going. And, you know, to the defense's credit, they did a good job of doing that.
Dallas starts on their own 29-yard line with 7:52 to go in the first half. A couple of quick first downs. So the Cowboys are set up. They have first and 10 at the Giants 15 when Tony Romo finds one of his favorite targets.
Romo out of the gun. Looks right. Throws to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Cowboys. Just threw it to Jason Witten. And it's a 15-yard strike.
Well, Jason Witten just kind of runs down the field. Now, 4 or 5 plays earlier, Dan Connor got knocked out of the game with his burner. They went right after Mark Herzlick.
They did, and, you know, in terms of his assignment, Herzlick knew who he had. He played the play, but you've got to be able to execute that. And